boys, I've grown. Blood in the sweat, tears and regret.
Here he is, the controversial, but legendary, BDB.
Yeah, I'm dead. It's my destiny.
Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 331. Recorded live at the Mike and Mike Production Studios in Deltona, Florida. This is the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where two guys share their passion for cigars, business, and life. Join Mike the King Steponkevich and his co-host, BDP Palmer, as they talk about the latest cigars news, reviews, tips, and interview some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm their engineer and sound tech, Phil. Whether you're a seasoned aficionado or a curious beginner, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and light up your cigar for Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
One. Oh, there it is. Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, a show brought to you commercial-free. But a massive shout-out to our amazing patrons on Patreon. Thank you for your unwavering support. We're able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Your backing makes it possible for us to keep it real for our listeners. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a Patreon member, go to www.patreon.com and search A Cigar Hustlers Podcast. Don't forget that A. It's very important.
A Cigar Hustlers
Podcast. A Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
Glaglau. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
So how is Nicaragua? What are you allowed to talk about?
It was fantastic. I do have some stuff to talk about. I will talk about some of it here.
Something happened to my cord. It's all tangled. And I was getting cut by the thing.
It looks lovely. And I will talk about some of it on the Patreon. There was something that went down.
Oh.
When I was there.
Oh.
And I could not believe this. I could not.
Skip sleeps in the nude.
No, it was nothing like that.
Oh.
Nothing
Don't like tell that. Nobody. This is for the Patreon.
It's definitely going to be Patreon material. And, well, it definitely is Patreon material.
I'm just going to have a little technical problem here while you just go ahead. So go ahead, keep talking.
He's very bothered right now.
I can tell you a couple things that. Yes.
Well, put on camera 3. Nobody will see me doing it.
I went to the pre-industry.
It's hard to get free help anymore, you know? Good free help.
What are you talking about? We took his money.
It's hard to take somebody's money and not.
Okay, next.
So long ago.
It was so long ago.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
You better now?
You're not getting the camera.
I'm not happy, but I'm good.
You're not getting the camera. Mikey has something to say.
That's fine. Go ahead.
So I went down to, I saw the pre-industry factory for Nika Sueno for Romacraft.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, pre-industry?
So factory? What happens is, you know, when you acquire tobacco.
Yes.
You have to go through it and sort it. And some of it isn't completely fermented.
Oh, the, what's that thing he keeps calling it?
The bodega.
Yeah, the bodegas. You saw the bodegas.
Yes.
Oh, is that a different location?
It's in a totally different location.
Oh, I didn't. I figured it was there.
Yeah, no, it's in a totally different location.
Right.
And that's pretty cool because. Sure. It helps with checks and balances and things that being regulated.
Is it like on the left side of the island and the Nika Sueno is on the right side?
The left side of the island?
I'm just saying, like, is it like super far away or is
No,
it like,
it's got to be close. They're hauling tobacco back and forth.
It's probably about 5 or 10 minutes away.
Right. Oh, okay.
Just another part of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it's on the main highway.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, man, I have not seen a factory that goes through all the processes of the sorting and the checking.
Oh, I'm sure.
The verification that these guys do.
Right.
Very I thorough. Mean,
it is next fucking level.
Oh, I'm
there
sure.
is no one. There is there. I don't give a fuck who you are. You guys right. aren't. There isn't a there's single nobody. One.
It's not an AJ.
No.
AJ doesn't. Merrifield doesn't do it.
No. No.
Arturo Fuente doesn't
do
it. What about.
No, the one. It's just them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Arcanosa?
It's on like, no.
They're all flexing everywhere. No. They don't do anything.
Does Alex run both of these?
No. Well, Alex runs the main pre-industry, and then he facilitates some things inside of the factory.
Oh.
But
so Fran, he's in charge of the bodegas?
He is.
So he's like a store clerk?
He's the bodega guy.
Oh.
But Fran handles the factory.
Fran? I don't think I've heard that name before.
No. She is Arlen's sister.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. You said Fran. I assumed a man like Francis was his name or something.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, she runs the factory.
Well, Arlen owns the factory, so that just makes sense.
Right.
Right.
So,
if you can own the factory, you're going to put your sister in charge.
Right.
Kind of somebody you can trust.
You know, I don't know.
Well, your situation is a little different.
He wasn't my bringing sister? That up.
No, your brother. We weren't going to talk about that. But yeah, you know, your sibling no. maybe is a little different than hers.
No, I was going to say, I don't think that that's the case. I think that, you know, when it comes to systems and people putting people in systems, that's probably more along Skip's realm. And
right.
He handles all of those things. And I don't think that she was the original person that ran it.
Was that the Quite Bro guy?
To be no, honest. there's someone after that.
Oh, well, but he yeah. was the guy when he was there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So
he created a hole when that whole separation happened.
Yeah. Well, there's more organization now than I've ever seen before.
Well,
it's absolutely incredible. And it's only getting more and more efficient.
Sure.
You know, and Alex.
Romacraft, more was it? More tobacco, more taste, better efficient.
More efficient.
More efficient.
There's way more structure.
More structure.
Way more.
More tobacco, more taste, more structure. Oh. You guys are going to need a bigger business card.
That yeah. should be a t-shirt.
Business yeah. card. We had the t-shirt problem already.
Yeah, start slicing through names.
Right, start crossing things up. Okay, we're not really at a fishing anymore.
Rosales and Martin, that's it. That's
right, right.
So, you know, you don't, it's funny because you, like from a retailer side, you look at things and you're like, well, why haven't we had more of this? Why hasn't this come out yet or whatever? Why
right.
are we on Aquitaine or whatever the case may be? But what you don't understand is there can be one component of that cigar that isn't obtainable at this time or it isn't of good quality.
Right.
So they just don't produce it.
Makes sense.
So they hang on to everything else. And then sometimes when you find it, you have to wind up buying 3 years worth
right.
of it. Right. So
it's good and it's available. Get all you can.
Yeah. So it's right. easy to have millions of dollars of tobacco
right.
and still
right.
missing that one piece. So you can't use all of it.
I see what you're saying.
Do they yeah. ever make,
there's $20 million worth of tobacco there and they still yeah, can't make
I
mean, a cigar.
I wouldn't say it's to that level.
Well,
but
I would
yeah,
be
yeah,
exaggerating
yeah.
a little.
Yeah.
Right.
Do they ever make, so they don't own a farm, right?
Correct.
And what you're
at
saying, if they're missing
yet.
A part, they can't make the cigar. Would they ever make a deal with somebody and go like, hey, I need you to grow this tobacco and we'll buy it all from you? Or like, do they ever do stuff like that?
I don't know if that would happen. It's possible for something like that to happen. Mm-hmm. But normally if you're going to acquire something like that directly from the farm, normally you're obtaining the entire crop. If you're obtaining the entire crop.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's what he was asking. Like, we need Cameroon wrapper. So can you grow a crop of Cameroon? We'll buy
it. Well,
everything.
But then you got to buy the Seco, the Visa. What do you do with the rest of it?
You can't just buy a part.
You can't just right.
You when you say the entire part. Crop, look, you mean the entire plant.
Look, when Phil's Fun Facts brought to you by fucking you know
meat
right,
meat
right,
people.
Right.
You can't just,
people. Yeah, you can't just buy the
you
the
can't
pork,
just turn around
roast.
And say, hey, I'm looking for the filet. You right. know, just leave the rest of the fucking cow there. That's fine. I'll just right. you know right. that doesn't work. So,
but you could go there and buy filets. I would imagine.
They don't sell right now. They don't sell just filets.
Oh,
and in Sarah, yeah, they don't sell just filets. They sell by the cow.
Yeah, you have to buy the whole cow.
You can buy half a cow.
I got you.
Right? So I'm sure that there are some farms that where you can
yeah,
actually...
Yeah, there's places like a grocery store where you
right.
can buy the filet.
Or there are some farms where you can buy specifically one particular thing. You're
right.
probably going to pay a premium for it. And you got to establish that relationship.
So if you're buying the entire crop, you're buying the entire crop.
You're buying the whole thing.
You're buying the whole plant.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Cut and sorted. And then you got to right. worry about that if it's sorted properly, because sometimes, you know, Seco is Seco's labeled as Viso, so you pay more. Viso's labeled a Harrow, so you pay more. Like,
well, they slip it in.
So you have to know
shit.
By looking at it.
There's all types of shit that's going on down there,
oh,
man.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's fucking crazy. Sure. It's fucking crazy.
Right.
So if you aren't, and you know, that made it even more fascinating to me, because when you really think about things, it's like, hey, make me a cigar.
Right.
You don't understand what you're really saying. So, you know, it's, I got this crazy, like, analogy is like, well, let's say your wife is pregnant.
Right.
And you have to have a C-section.
Okay.
Right? And you say, hey, you know, we need to have this baby today. They're like, fine. Drape comes up, all the shit's going on back over here. Right. Bam, here's your baby.
Don't
right?
look on the other side of the curtain.
Right. So, you know, I think that That's what really happens with a lot of these factories. When you say, hey, I want to make a cigar, they don't really tell you. You don't really get to go in and break down the internals and understand the process of actually making the cigar.
Right.
They're just handing you the fucking baby.
Exactly. Right.
And they're not showing you the ripped apart.
Right. The inside to your wife.
All of the bullshit that had just went down. Right. Right. So I would never want to work with a factory that just shows me the baby. I want, you know.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Like, and. That's what I think that people kind of miss out on. People don't understand. Like, I'm getting into the cigar industry. Like, right, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Good for you. So you're going to go to a factory.
Right. Give me a cigar. Okay. Here's one. Right. Here's one. Here's one.
All right. Here
pick which one you
right,
want.
Here are three components. Here are three different blends that we have excess of this tobacco. Right. But they're not going to tell you that.
Right.
And this is the finest.
Right. These are the three best we can make.
Because
you choose one.
Because we do not lack capacity to sell. I don't know. I have no idea.
They're French.
Whatever.
All Frenchmen.
What they
the
do is they hand you a charcuterie board and then they fucking say, right. Bam.
Pick
gotcha. Which,
pick the one you want.
Right.
Okay. He picked that one. Don't give him that one. It's too expensive.
And then if you work with somebody that actually does teach you,
right.
You still got to operate in the parameters of having that factory be successful. You
right.
can't just say, well, I really like this wrapper. So go out and fucking
go find
it. Right. Like, you know,
I like this wrapper, please.
You go now. It's like, what? What? No, I'm not doing that.
No.
To make 6,000 sticks or 10,000 sticks?
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Right.
So, it was pretty fascinating.
Did you roll a cigar? You were talking about.
I did roll one.
Oh.
I did roll a filler.
You're jumping ahead so fast. Hold on. He was still
I forgot
going.
About that. I did roll a filler.
He ended that portion of the story.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, okay.
That's
so
fine.
He was done.
Yeah, I rolled the filler. I rolled the interior one. Alex showed me how to do it. I got some footage from it, too.
Oh.
So I'll work on piecing that together. I haven't had an opportunity to really do that just
very
yet.
Very busy. Super busy.
But I will put that together.
Yeah.
That was pretty fascinating.
So
there's still a lot to learn about that.
You rolled the filler, so you didn't put a wrapper on it?
I did not put a wrapper on it. You just lose time. You know.
No, I didn't have time, but I don't understand how you could just. I mean, because I've seen videos where you know they bunch it and stuff, and then
you put in a press,
right? Oh, and then it stays together enough where you could smoke it.
Yeah, well, you put a binder on it.
Oh,
so it's together, and then you add a wrapper later.
Oh, binder filler. Oh, okay, I got you. The binder holds it together.
Correct.
Oh, I never thought. Right, but yeah. I never thought it was. An actual tobacco leaf that went around.
Look, you're learning so much.
Sure. It's all about learning.
You're on your way.
I'm on my way.
If Palmer doesn't know, I really fucking don't know.
And John, I'm on my way. Right.
Secco and Viso, is that second and thirds?
Well, it's different categories of the plant.
Okay.
Secco, Viso, Lajero. So the Secco is the thinnest. Usually
the bottom.
Yeah, Viso is usually your binder, and then your Lajero is your top portion of the plant. Sometimes it uses filler, sometimes it uses wrapper.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you can use Viso as wrapper. I mean, Secco as wrapper. It depends. It all depends.
Okay. It all depends. Unless you make a Viso horny, then the entire thing is Viso.
It's all Viso.
It's all Viso.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That one he couldn't find. There was some tobacco that I originally couldn't find in or whatever it was.
Yeah, because, you know, there are times where crops will be bad for an entire season or longer.
Sure.
You know?
Right. Yeah, didn't they just have something happen?
They haven't had rain is what's crazy. So I saw that. So Skip was showing me places that were just filled up, would normally fill up with water. He's like, this is where buses are sitting here now. This is a parking lot.
Oh, wow.
You know? Well, crazy.
Careful if the water comes in, like in Dubai, all of a sudden. It's flooded.
Yeah, well, the thing about Dubai is they just put their Rolls Royce in little boats and just let them float around.
Right, like they don't care. There's so much money there.
Or buy a new one.
Yeah, right. Just leave that there. I shall buy a new one.
We would like a boat for
yes.
Rolls Royce.
Could you imagine that? Oh, you guys can't go on that river over there. Why? It's the river of Rolls Royces.
It's the river
There's
of
Rolls Royces all on the bottom
it's
of
the
this river.
Rolls Royce River.
Terrible.
So much money.
Terrible.
I saw a video from Venice, Italy. There's some restaurant, because, you know, there's water everywhere there. There's some restaurants that are flooded constantly.
Yeah.
So, like, when you go in, they give you a pair of rubber boots. The staff's all wearing rubber boots. There's fish swimming around as you're eating.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like a nice restaurant.
It's gotta stink.
Until they pan down, and you're ankle deep in water.
Right.
That's called mayhem over here.
There's a fish swimming by. Why would anybody want to go to Venice at all? It just seems, I mean, the whole place is sinking.
We're flooded in 2 inches of rain.
I would love to see Venice.
I don't know.
In ankle deep water?
Yeah, why not?
There's poop floating around in the water.
I didn't say that I would eat in the restaurant where the poop is floating.
No, like, and when you're going in the little boat, you know, through all the,
you see
there's poop running by.
The gondola?
Yeah, the sewer system is the river.
I'm going to tell you.
You just complained about Nicaragua.
I'm going to tell you. There is nothing better than the fucking United States of America.
Oh, did you have to go to the bathroom over there?
Of course.
Well, yeah, he was there for 5 days.
No, I held it.
Which hole did you use?
There wasn't a hole.
It's where you have to put the toilet paper that's upsetting to him.
Oh,
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, they don't flush the toilet paper.
In some places. At the hotel at Hex, you can.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I would just go at Hex.
You were there a lot.
I did go at Hex whenever I could.
Did you have to, other than that, like somewhere, I mean, Skip's house, because Buster eats it, we found out.
So. Yeah, that's a treat. Yeah,
Buster does eat it.
Buster eats it.
Buster did not eat it. Did you witness this?
Put a lid on the garbage can.
But he doesn't. Buster doesn't give a fuck. You can put a fucking lock on that. He'll open that shit up.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Buster is not playing.
Will you be including Buster in your footage?
Do I have
he
Buster?
He took a picture of Buster. Then there was a press release about Buster's new cigar.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's pretty cool. He's a cool dog. He gets mad if you stop petting him.
Do they talk to him in Spanish? I mean, they have to.
Look, man.
No, I have a funny story. That's why I'm asking.
I'm going to tell you that no one talks to Buster but Skip. Skip is Buster's dog, period.
Is Buster's dog or Buster is Skip's dog?
Whatever. Buster is Skip's
dog. I mean, it could be the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think.
And he chewed the $10,000 chair, so.
Yeah. It's interesting. So
nobody else in the family talks to the dog?
Talk to him in Spanish.
I don't think Arlen really likes the dog.
No, I can see that.
Arlen's get rid of this fucking dog.
Yeah.
Skip loves the dog.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
Skip loves the dog.
Yeah, that's usually the way it works. I don't want the dog. It's my dog.
Yeah, this is my fucking dog.
Oh, that's what it is, my house. I don't like these boxers. I don't want a boxer. Right. Oh, they're both mine.
Yeah, these are my buddies.
Right. Now you have a family photo of you with the dogs.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. No pictures of your wife and your child. It's you and the dog.
Yeah.
I was in China trying to talk to the dogs at my friend's house I went to for dinner, and they're all laughing. I'm like, what? And they go, dogs only speak Chinese. They don't speak English.
Right.
I'm like, well, that makes sense. You just assume dogs all speak English.
Right.
They're American dogs. We all have them in America.
Well, none of them speak anything.
But they don't understand it either. Yeah. I mean, I might as well be barking at them
I guess Chinese tone's a little different than American tone.
Well, the words are all, you know, I'm trying to call the dogs to me, and they're all just giggling away. And like, they don't speak English, Mike. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, Bubble speaks German. So.
Well, right.
He's a German shepherd.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, my boxers speak English. They're German, too.
Are they?
Boxers originally from Germany.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting. Right. So there's that.
So what else?
Was that the story?
Yeah, that's why I know if he's sitting there talking to Buster, like, come here, Buster, come here, Buster. And he's looking at him going, that ain't my name. My name is Busterino or whatever they say it in Spanish.
With an O.
Yeah, everything is an O. You just put an O on the end. I tried that Friday night with Z. Doesn't work all the time.
No.
him and Edgar were just, so I just throw something out.
Hello, O.
Yeah, they're just looking at me.
How are you, O?
Like, I speak in Spanish, too, just like you guys.
Sounds more Canadian than Spanish.
That's true.
I mean, there's more cigars in inventory than I've ever seen before. Like, because they're expanding in some degrees in some areas, right?
You know, count them?
No, but there was one area that used to they had one aging room. Now they have two.
Oh.
You know.
Nice.
So what's his name was there from aging room?
Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, of course.
Counting. He's the one counting.
Yeah.
Drinking his little coffee.
He has a chair. He has an office in the back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's never there.
Oh. Or is it those nice hotels? Is it a nice hotel? Like an American
Hex?
Standard? Yeah.
It's the nicest hotel in Esteli.
Well, okay, but that doesn't
paint
say...
Paint us a picture,
that
please.
That doesn't say it's a nice hotel. I've stayed at the nicest hotel in some Chinese cities where the door doesn't shut.
It's not bad.
No?
No, it's
could
not
you
bad.
Compare it to a hotel here?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you can. Super 8? Better or worse?
Better than Super 8.
Hampton Inn?
Worse than the Hampton Inn.
All right.
Days Inn.
Days Inn and whatever I said first is about
the old school Days Inn.
You got to plug. You got to use your hotel card to plug it in to have electricity going.
Yeah, you got
to
keep it in the wall slot. Yeah, China does.
Oh, it's like putting the quarter in the bed for the vibration.
Cruise ships do that too.
You go to hang up your stuff in the bathroom with the hook, and the hook just spins.
It's only one screw.
Says nope. I'm not going fucking.
Nope, not going there.
I'm doing that shit.
Can you drink the water in the hotel?
I wouldn't recommend that.
Is there a sign that says not to?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say to, right.
That's not how Nicaragua works.
What did it look like when it came out the closet?
You just got to figure this shit out.
I keep comparing anything to China, but it's the only country I've spent, you know, X amount of time. There's some hotels where you can, and there's some where, no, you don't.
You might be able to at Hex.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I wouldn't.
I'm not taking the risk.
What about brushing your teeth?
Skip would always laugh at me. I would always use bottled water.
It makes sense to you.
Well, Nicaragua,
like, I avoided a lot of ice, and he would laugh. I'm like, fuck you, man. He's like, it's filtered. It's fine. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, Nicaragua is considered a third world country.
Yeah.
Is China? China is not considered
No. Like, if you're in Shanghai or something like that, you can do whatever you want, you know, in the big cities. But there's some cities I would go to where, you know, you don't. You keep your mouth shut when you're showering.
Yeah. Wow.
It stressed me out just thinking about it.
Yeah, because now he's thinking about how he was singing in the shower.
You don't eat anything. Yeah. You don't eat anything that's uncooked, like a salad bar or something. Don't touch it.
Really? So this is probably really difficult because you're a germ.
He's a bit of a germ guy. Yeah. So stressful for him.
We had some nice dinners too.
Yeah,
we ate well.
Yeah, like in China, you avoid fish.
Yeah,
you don't know what it was swimming in.
Oh,
I've seen some of the fish farms. You know,
no bueno.
They ship all the fish over here.
No, they don't. We grow it over here.
Oh yeah, do we?
Fish farms. It's Chinese fish.
I don't know. It's kind of funny, you know, because you go down the first time you go down, you normally go with a factory, right? And it's this Disneyland tour,
right? Yeah, real nice, fancy awesome compounds and food brought in every day. Some guy barbecuing on a spit, roasting a pig.
Yeah,
No. If you do the kind of thing that you just did, no.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Eat where the factory eats. You stay in the factory. Yeah.
Yeah. The more involved you get. You see all of the everything. Just there's so many different things that can and will go wrong. It's just the mentality of the people and the culture. It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
So it's more. It's not really. It's more the people.
It's just everything. It's the environment. You know.
I mean.
There's a lot of poverty around there.
Oh sure.
You know. And nobody picks up trash.
Well, they don't get paid for that.
It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
That's what the homeless people are for.
You think the homeless people pick up the trash? No.
Nope.
Man, fucking,
no.
I'm sitting here. Fuck that.
Sit right here.
Homeless people doing nothing. Nearly
around on my wooden skateboard
I'm not
I
fucking
made.
Fucking moving.
Right.
It's crazy. So, very interesting.
So the restaurants you ate in were nicer hotels.
Yeah.
And restaurants and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Skip out the standard. Standard there.
Because, like, you get tea everywhere in China. Obviously, you get tea, and it's the hottest thing to bring. So you have to wash your utensils and your plate and your bowl and everything in the hot tea when they bring it to you.
What?
Really?
Yeah, so the first cup they bring you, it's not for drinking. It's for cleaning. So you
Did
pour
you ever fuck that up?
No. Just after the first trip. At the first trip, they do it for you. After that, you're on your own.
Oh.
So you pour the tea into your bowl, and you slosh it around your bowl. Then you take your spoon, and you slosh it around on the hot tea. And then from there, you pour it into your plate, and you slosh it around in your plate, and then you do your chopsticks in it, and then you pour the tea into the little bowl in the middle of the table.
Wow.
And then they take it back, put more bags in it, and bring it back out.
Well, they take that tea, they throw away, and they give you fresh tea.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Why tea? Does that clean things?
It's super, super hot.
Well, the water.
Yeah. But it's tea, but it's super, super hot.
It's just yellow water.
It's just yellow water.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what's the tea for?
It's just yellow water. Yeah. It's just yellow water. Well, they all drink tea. That's the drink of the country. So everybody has tea with everything.
Right.
It's not iced tea. You can't get iced tea.
No.
Right.
Yeah, you die.
Yeah,
you drink the iced tea.
Yeah, you don't need the ice. No. If you're one of the restaurants down the street from the factory, no, you're not eating the ice. Mm. No.
Well, you want ice
diet, you want a Coke Light. It's called Coke Light, not Diet Coke.
Right.
You wipe the top off, and then you don't. No glass, no ice. I'm fine. I'll drink it hot.
Yeah. Did you have ice in Nicaragua?
Yeah. Yeah.
No stomach problems for you at all?
No.
That's good. It's probably smart to avoid as much water as possible.
Yeah, it's drink bottled water.
Right. You skip drinking from the tap? Is he going out to the side, you're scooping up from the thing, going, animal, look at how he's drinking it.
No, but that guy can handle anything.
Well, he's been there long enough. He's built up whatever the thing is that's, right.
It's crazy.
We had a guy one time almost die. A customer came down. He had to be rushed home, and he almost died. He ate some type of fish that had something in it.
Really?
They were giving him the last rites at the hospital.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, almost died.
Wow.
Yeah. He got some kind of amoeba or something inside of him.
Holy.
Yeah.
Holy.
After that, we're like, no more fish. Will nobody eat any
No more
fish?
Customers. We're not
don't
bringing our
fish. Yeah. Don't. Well, he wasn't with us at the time, thank God. When he left our visit, he went with somebody else, and that's where he almost died. Like, what happened to Paul? Oh, he's almost dead.
They're praying for him.
They're praying for him, apparently, at the hospital in New Jersey.
It's a horrible trip.
I listened to your Palmer Plus One.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You gave me your notes. I appreciated that.
Yeah. You were. It went really well. That was really good.
Thank you very much. It's doing better than I thought it would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost beat the highest ratings of all the other shows from the other one.
That's good.
Yeah.
You just got to slow it down a little bit. Let them talk.
Don't yeah, I have off. A problem interrupting. I understand it.
Yeah.
I do it to you all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something funny. I want to get it out.
Yeah, you got
to
hold it.
Yeah, but then at the moment.
Yeah, but he forgets.
I could forget. Or the moment might be gone. It won't be funny anymore.
Yeah, but dude, you got to let them speak.
I know.
So.
I've got guests booked up through June. And I started booking July today.
Wow, look at you. Yeah.
I had one lady cancel, but that's okay. She wasn't going to be fit anyway.
Right.
But I replaced her with a guy who's got ghost stories, so that's fine.
Oh, ghost stories. Ugh.
Ghost stories are amazing.
Yeah. I was looking for a ghost hunter, but I'll take ghost stories.
UFOs? You mean demons?
Yeah, those are demons, apparently.
No, those are demons.
Those are demons.
Why didn't you ask John about the dinosaurs?
I don't know anything about him and dinosaurs.
I'm pretty sure that the Bible doesn't acknowledge dinosaurs.
They don't.
I doubt it does. No.
So
he knows a lot about the Bible.
So tell me about the dinosaurs, John.
Well, he's going to come on again because I had a lot of questions I didn't even get to.
He's going to have an answer after he listens to this podcast. Because he's a fan.
I can't wait to see the comment about the dinosaurs.
Tell me about the dinosaurs, John.
What are the dinosaurs?
I want to know where the dinosaurs are.
Where they came from.
Yeah. And what's behind the dinosaurs? I need to know. So my son loves dinosaurs.
They're not real. They're demons.
They're demons.
Demon dinosaurs.
Yes.
It's alligator.
Is that Skip? Don't you say that one thing that happened. It's not him. Trying to call Mickey Peg.
There's an event tonight?
Here?
Yeah.
That I'm aware of. What event is tonight here?
There's nothing tonight.
There's nothing tonight.
Friday,
the Justice release.
Oh.
This Friday, the in-store Justice release.
Ah.
Thursday is the beer tasting. Then coming in May, we have the Placentia Cutting Light and the Ponce Pig Roast.
We're keeping busy.
Oh, Ponce Pig Roast.
Ponce Pig Roast.
That's going to be a good one.
You want to get into Phil's fun
facts? We'll do Phil's fun facts.
Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's Fun Facts.
Hello, people. All right. Tobacco cultivation is very nitrogen intensive.
Yes.
A study from the University of Kentucky in 2020 found the best application rates were between 150 to 175 pounds of nitrogen per acre. Results usually result in around 2,000 to
apparently there are some typos
pounds.
In there from our staff. There was a reprint, but I didn't have time to.
No problem. I'll try to.
All right, try to muddle your way through.
Yep. Of tobacco per acre, with about 35% of that being wrapper. Ironically, 150 to 175 is roughly the amount of steak and chicken Brittany has to cook and pack for Michael each week.
They were a little worried about making fun of you. I said, go right ahead. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which.
Wait, I got Phil's fun facts. Come on. Okay. One. Phil's fun facts brought to you by Cigar Hustlers Podcast and Braze Ranch in Waldo, Florida. Follow them at Braze Ranch on Instagram or Facebook for regular ranch updates and news on beef availability. Cigar Hustler Patreon, where the true news and info comes out every. Who are we calling?
Wow.
I don't know who we're calling.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base really quickly because, you know, you had you got to talk a lot about me, and Palmer said something in specific that that you are spoil me.
Oh, you've watched this episode.
Oh, my God.
Said that.
You've been holding on to this for
right?
a while.
You said, oh, you spoil me. He said, yes, and then you didn't get to complete your sentence. You said, yeah, but he... And I figured I'd give you that opportunity to finish your sentence.
Did you threaten her at home? Is this a prepared statement she has to read?
First of all, he has brought this up to me multiple times since last week. Just to make sure I don't forget. But yes, you do spoil. I do spoil you, but you spoil me as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Does that make you?
We all understand, Michael. You've created a nice life for your wife and family.
Someone give him a little pat on the back, please, for me.
I'll hug him when the show's over. I'll give him a little hug.
Thank you.
I don't have to remind you. You never forget anything. You remember everything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for providing me with everything I have. I would be lost without you. You are the best thing that has ever happened to me. You saved me 20 years ago.
Wow. Can't even tell she's reading a piece of paper. She's really good at this.
I know. I've been working on it.
This is a long paragraph.
All right, Brittany, take it from the top. Say it one more time.
I've been working on it.
You mispronounced Michael. Now say it like you love me. Say it just like that.
Wow. Sure. All right. Well, I just wanted to get that clarification out there. Since
it's for the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I like to razz you.
Yes.
So.
For sure.
I mean, everything I said was 100% true. Yeah. You know? But I still love you. Like that doesn't, you know.
Yes. I get it.
All right. Anything else you want me to say? What else?
No.
This
is Maximus Decimus Meridius, and thank you very much. All
right. You're amazing. You're in shape.
No, you're good. We don't have to keep it going.
He likes
when you mention his hair.
His hair. Talk about his hair.
Listen.
His beautiful hair.
Listen.
Don't even get me started on that shit.
All right. Okie dokie.
It's backfired quickly.
It was clearly stated.
Yes, it doesn't sound prepared at all. Not at all.
Clearly stated.
100% honest and her idea to say it, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm picking up one of your children now.
So. All right.
Phone just said, boop, boop. She's there. One of the kids need picked up now.
Hi.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
We'll have you on again next time he's gone.
So there you go. Ha-ha.
I knew he'd listen to that episode.
Oh, sure he did. I mean, ha-ha. I made my wife say this. Would have been better off if she had called in and go, I need to get a few things straight. Michael, let me talk for a minute. And then went into her little speech you made her say.
That would never happen.
Could have, you never know.
I'm just stating, you know. You didn't give her an opportunity, because there you go again, cutting people off when she was in mid-sentence.
I was laughing.
Yes, but he, and you're like, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think that's where she was going, Mike.
I'll show you the clip.
No, I've seen all the clips.
Do you want to get, I can get a plane right now.
No.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's where she was going. I was trying to save you. She was going to slight you with something.
Oh, she was going
to,
you were saving.
I was saving you, yes.
It didn't seem like quite the saving.
Sure it was.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I had more things planned, but I just ran out of time.
Yeah, he stopped.
I ran out of time. Oh, no, with the show, I stopped. Yeah. I didn't cross any lines with the show. But I was going to interview, like, each employee.
Oh.
But Brittany was a better choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Personal stuff there. The employees are going, he's a great boss. We all love working here.
Please don't air this.
Please don't air. Is he going to hear this?
Please don't air this.
Did I say it right? I need to do it again. Who are you calling now?
I'm waiting till you get to that news. There's some news. Some news popped.
All right.
Uh-oh.
From the four corners of the world, all the cigar industry news you could possibly need. The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike Two.
Scott Pierce is leaving the PCA to become CAA president. Scott Pierce is leaving one cigar association for another. As of today, it was announced he is leaving his role as executive director of the Premium Cigar Association of America.
Deal.
To become president of the Cigar Association of America.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
So he's leaving the Premium Cigar to become the cigar.
What is this CAA?
Cigar Association of America.
It's like he doesn't have a show. We've talked about them several times.
No.
It's a different organization.
Are they hired than the PCA?
They do a different thing.
Yeah.
They cater more to the rights and protecting the rights in the cigar industry. Mm. They work together. And one of the primary reasons as to why they work together is because of Scott Pierce. Like, we joked about this guy. We broke balls about him.
Oh, he called the show several times.
Yeah. And it was hilarious when he called in.
Right.
But
it was at one point he was the only one there.
Yeah. The reality
during COVID, everybody else got let go.
Guy worked his fucking ass off. So
he did.
It's going to be interesting to me. You know, I have questions. I'm very curious about all of this because the reality is that Scott was an integral piece of the PCA. And I would guess, and I could be wrong here.
Yes.
But I would guess that the PCA didn't want to pay him what he should have been paid.
So if the title has anything to do with it, and I looked up the difference between the titles, he's going from executive director to president.
Right.
There's a difference in the jobs they do.
Yeah, executive director is like three down usually.
Right, but he was the head guy.
Right.
Executive director answers more to a board where the president doesn't or something. I don't know. I have one page of things of what the difference is, but enough.
Yeah.
You know, he has agreed to be on the show. We are working out a time and date, and we'll do like a one of our little mini specials.
Oh, nice.
When we can get him set up.
Like True Media.
Yes.
We'll ask the fucking hard questions.
The hard questions. Like, does he have to move?
Like, hey,
did they take the keys away?
Hey, Coop, why don't you answer the phone on Monday when we call?
Right. Or when you were here in town, you stayed in DeBerry. You didn't even come by.
Didn't even check.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't even check.
He was in a house in DeBerry at least one night. Because he went to the Carlito party in Tampa.
Oh, the 70th birthday party.
Which we have later. We have started, as of this week, we have started writing some of our own news stories.
Oh.
We would like to thank Half Wheel for their stories for the last 6 years, but yes, we're
now getting press releases.
We get press releases, and we have a writing staff.
Oh,
that is helping write some of the stories.
Oh, Ben and Zara.
No.
I can't. Don't ask.
Artificial intelligence, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Movie magic.
I have some new software.
Oh, okay.
Scott Pierce is humbled and honored to take the reins of the CAA, said Pierce as a press release. I am optimistic about the future for our industry and look forward to working with the great companies and people of CAA to drive greater value for members and develop new advocacy strategies to both defend and catapult the industry to new heights.
That's fantastic.
Right. There's a lot of more information, but we'll get that when we talk to Mr. Pierce.
You got the other one?
You want us to go right to that?
Yeah.
We have a quick story. The Minneapolis City Council preserves cigar sampling exemption, but you can only smoke for 15 minutes at a time in a shop.
Shut it down.
15 minutes?
Set timer for 15 minutes.
There is a sampling rule, apparently, in Minneapolis. So you can't smoke in the building, but for 15 minutes, you can try the cigar, and then you have to put it out or leave.
Put it down.
How many people's tickets can he use?
You only get one cigar, 15 minutes per cigar.
That's
I guess
it.
You could smoke 7 cigars.
I just don't understand. You know, who sits around at the table and, you know what, we're gonna cap it at 15 minutes, and somebody doesn't look at the other person and say, the fuck did you just say?
Right. Wait,
are you out of your fucking mind?
Minutes. It's a loophole in an old law that the shops have found, so right. The customers can smoke in the...
We're sampling.
Sampling
we just started.
Cigars.
We're 30 seconds in. I mean, give me a fucking break. How fucking stupid. Oh,
forgot to start the clock.
Some of the shit. Some of the shit. Some of the fucking. It just doesn't make fucking sense. Doesn't make it make sense for me.
No, it does. It's just ridiculous. I'm going to go buy a $15 cigar after 15 minutes.
Here, you can smoke the cigar.
Right.
But you have to smoke between the television and the bathroom. Those
and you
have
to hold up your left hand.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and stand on one foot.
Yeah.
And you have to have on a purple hat.
And you have to bark like a dog. A big dog.
While you're smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. All Saints McAuliffe
in
sales partnership. A shift in the cigar industry. All Saints Cigars and McAuliffe Cigars have announced the end of their sales partnership, marking a significant shift in the cigar industry. The two companies.
A significant shift.
This is one of the stories that we wrote.
Oh.
Okay. So please don't critique our writing staff.
Wonderful choice of words.
The two companies have been working together to distribute McAuliffe premium cigar lines in the United States, but have now decided to part ways. The decision to end the partnership comes as both companies look to pursue different strategies to grow their business. All Saints Cigars, known for its boutique approach to cigar making, is focusing on expanding its own brand and distribution channels. Meanwhile, McAuliffe Cigars, a family-owned company known for high-quality cigars, is looking to explore new sales and distribution opportunities. The end of the sales partnership is not expected to impact the availability of McAuliffe Cigars in the United States. The company has stated that it remains committed to proving its customers with the same... Committed to providing its customers with the same exceptional cigars they come to expect. There's more if you want to go ahead and try calling.
I'm calling Mickey Peg. What's up, Huge?
Huge.
Will he answer?
Yeah, he knows what we want.
Or he's going to be sitting here crying.
He's not going to answer.
He's in church.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
This motherfucker.
Forwarded, so he ditched us.
Buy one, get one. Fucking All Saints is what that says.
Whoa.
I think it just says forwarded.
No.
Oh, no, that means you were sent to.
No.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh.
No.
You going to keep calling until he answers?
Yes.
One more time.
If he doesn't answer, release his phone number.
Too bad the show's not live. We could go Facebook Live real quick.
Yes.
Do, 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 do.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Man, no. This makes me mad.
Get him, Michael.
If he calls me back and I'm not on the podcast, I'm not answering.
Oh, I thought it was
your call has been
Lip Palmer call. Does he have your number?
Yes, I've been texting him all weekend.
Did he respond to you at all via text?
No. It normally does. Like with your birthday thing, answered right away.
Do you think maybe McAuliffe took his phone?
Oh, yeah. That could be.
No, because when I got his number, it was just All Saints. He was not McAuliffe.
Maybe they said, hey, we're going to take your phone.
We're taking the phone, so okay, somebody call.
Yeah, this is your phone now.
So what happens to all the reps that they had that they hired when they were together?
They didn't hire any. They used the McAuliffe reps. So now, like, your friend, the McAuliffe rep, just does McAuliffe now.
Only McAuliffe.
Only McAuliffe now.
Look, you know, since Mickey doesn't want to defend himself, I'll go ahead and defend him for me. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I think that this is kind of fucked, to be honest. Mickey has, as fucking crazy as Mickey Pegg is, because Mickey Pegg is a fucking lunatic, the guy has a lot of research and data and work when it comes to Salesforce and the ability to incorporate those things, specifically routes and promoting and building brands.
Right.
So there was no real value for Mickey receiving through McAuliffe. I mean,
it gave him a Salesforce.
Yeah. But all he did was just pretty much train them how to do their job better. And then they sent them fucking packing. Now, this is me speculating.
Right. Allegedly.
I can't fucking confirm this. But the
press release is that it was amicable. Both companies said, oh, no, we're done.
I got to be honest. I don't believe that for a fucking second.
It's never that way.
And I'm going to tell you why. You know, we were listening. We were driving to Managua or something. And Skip put on the second best podcast, the
I don't know who's the second person.
David Garofalo.
I don't want to talk about
him.
They do the after party show.
Yeah, the after thing that Skip sponsors.
Yeah, and they had the McAuliffe guy on. And the McAuliffe guy was telling a story.
Right.
About when he was younger. I'm probably fucking this whole thing up, but that's fine. When he was younger, he worked at a grocery store. And he was talking about this thing called a Johnny Brush.
Right.
You know what Johnny Brush is?
Yes.
Well, I heard you tell the story to Greg.
Oh, did you?
But I knew what a Johnny Brush is.
Okay, so Johnny Brush was like a toilet cleaner.
Toilet brush.
Right. Yeah.
They used to be called Johns.
Yeah. I thought they used them for bottles, right?
No, clean toilets.
No, you didn't clean toilets. If you're using
they first came out.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Back when I was a kid.
So he talks about this trick that he learned. Because he had to sell all of these things very fast.
Right.
So what he did was, as customers were buying their groceries or whatever, he would ring up one of these things and put them in their bag.
Okay.
And he did this to everybody.
They were probably relatively cheap back then.
They're like a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he, you know, so people call and say, hey, there's this plastic thing in my bag. And then he'd play stupid. He'd say, oh, you know what that is? And blah, blah, blah. Oh, let me run and get you some refills and blah, 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 blah. Last time I fucking checked, that's fucking stealing.
That is.
You fucking forced somebody to buy something and didn't tell them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how is that okay?
I'm sure it's some type of theft, but I don't think it's actually stealing. There's probably a different term for it.
What would be the term other
than sailing or...
Yeah, something like that. Not larceny or whatever.
Would you be okay with that?
Well, see, but... Well, back then, I guess a dollar would have been more money. But if I got home with something in my bag I didn't buy, I'm like, you know, it's not worth my time to go back to the store for a dollar.
So you're okay with that?
I'm not okay with him doing it.
So you're okay with somebody taking something out of your pocket and just fucking saying, huh?
No, I'm not okay with
that. So, like, but that... So here's my point. But
I'm saying how he got away with it.
So this guy was fucking proud of it.
Sure he was.
He was excited about the fact that he did...
Sure, he ripped these people off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that's not okay.
Right.
This is not.
No, it's not. It's not okay.
How the fuck? Like, that wasn't. You're proud of it.
Right. He's bragging about it.
On a fucking storyboard.
Right.
On a podcast.
Right.
I mean,
with
you know.
My friend, David Garofalo.
I will say this. I will say, your close friend, yes.
I will say this.
I think that there's a different category of individuals. There are individuals that I have seen in the cigar industry and just in life in general that will fuck you.
Sure.
And then we'll justify why it went down.
Sure.
And not really admit to fucking you.
Right. Justify it.
That person is far worse than this guy. Because at least this guy said, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I fucked these people and I got away with it.
But holy shit. So then you kind of look back and I see this whole scenario going down with Mickey and how it shook out. And I'm thinking, well, that's easy. If this guy is the type of guy that'll just say, well, now I got the info. So fucking deuces, you know, like this shit is not okay.
No.
How is this okay? Tell me.
What did my friend David Garofalo and the other people on the show, were they just laughing, going, oh, that's amazing. That's a super idea.
It's a different podcast, brother. If somebody said that here, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
No, dude.
No, I'm just curious if anybody stepped up and went,
of course not. Right. Of course not.
Right.
No. So it is a crime. It is a chargeable crime.
You Google it.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
No, I just don't know what it's called yet because there's no service down there.
No term for it.
Yeah. Oh, there's no service down there.
Like, you fucking padded the tab.
It's called short selling.
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew there was another word for it.
Holy shit.
Right. There's all things like a lost leader.
It's like a family of attorneys.
Bait and switch. There's all sorts of things. Like, you go, this is on sale. And they come in and go, I don't have that. You got to buy this.
Right. We're out of stock.
Everybody wants these, but no, I like
this one's $20 instead.
Right.
Very sorry.
When you sell something to somebody without their consent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is he in the solar panel business now? I mean, what's, like, is he doing door-to-door shit? Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Is this the McAuliffe owner?
Yeah, I think
Mr. McAuliffe. This is it's got to be an older guy.
Got to be an older dude, yeah.
Yeah, I met his sister at the PCA, or his sister's daughter at the PCA, and she's like my age.
Yeah, I don't get that. I accidentally met her, too.
I don't get that.
Well, she's right by the bathroom.
Well, yeah, that's not how I met her.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't even know if I want to go there.
No,
how I met her.
Well, maybe I could tell you on the Patreon. Yeah, I'll tell you on the Patreon.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently he got some at the PC. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
No, it's just not. I just don't think it's for the public right now. Like, it needs to be on the Patreon.
I just couldn't believe that.
He tripped and fell and...
Okay, Palmer. Move on.
She tripped and fell.
Angry text Mickey. Bro.
All right, Carlito Fuente's star-studded birthday bash, a magical evening in Tampa. Carlito Fuente, the legendary cigar maker and owner of Arturo Fuente Cigars, celebrated his birthday in style this weekend with a star-studded party in Tampa. The event was a glamorous affair with a guest dressed to the nines in elegant tuxedos and evening gowns. The highlight of the evening was a special performance by none other than the iconic rocker Kid Rock, who had the crowd on their feet with his electrifying performance. Yeah.
Kid Rock was there?
In shorts. He didn't have a tuxedo on like everybody else.
Of course he's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
And Carlito, in the video I saw, Carlito was yelling at him to put his beer down or something as he was introducing him.
Wow.
And Carlito had on an Elvis Presley sequin jumpsuit with a cape at one point in the evening.
What?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, like the magic trick guy at the PCA.
Yes.
The magician.
The party was
there. Was a magician at PCA?
I didn't see the magician. Oh,
this is the guy that sells the humidors or something like that.
Oh. I know who you're talking about.
The party was held at a luxurious venue in Tampa, decked out with dazzling decorations and a lavish spread of gourmet food and drinks. Guests were treated to a night of music, dancing, and celebration as they toasted to Carlito's health and his happiness.
Wow. Kid Rock.
As the night came to a close, guests left with memories of a truly unforgettable evening filled with laughter, music, and magic. Carlito Fuente's birthday party was a testament to his status as a true cigar aficionado and a beloved figure in the cigar community. Here's to many more years of success and celebration for Carlito Fuente. Cigar Coop made a stylish statement at the Cigar Gala, sporting a white tuxedo jacket paired with black pants. While they looked dapper in his ensemble, many attendees couldn't help but miss his trademark tan pants, which have become synonymous with the signature style of Cigar Coop.
Wow.
It was a white tuxedo jacket, black pant. That was the dress code for the men.
So he followed the dress code then?
He pulled it off. He had I couldn't see the shoes. I was hoping maybe someone had shoes.
Yeah.
No, he did have the black pants.
Yeah.
He looked nice. Yes.
All right. Kid Rock.
Did.
Well, I can't believe he told Kid Rock to put his beer down. He didn't.
Well, he put it behind his back.
Was it a Bud Light?
It was a Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
He's Kid Rock.
Black Starline Cigars introduced two new Vitolas for Lalabella and Dark War. Does that sound right, Dark War?
Dark War which?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, you might have left off that last word.
Maybe you jumped to the other page. Yeah. I got pages mixed up.
Dark War.
Black Starline Cigars is thrilled to announce upcoming release of two new Vitolas for their popular Lalabella and Dark War Witch cigar lines. These new additions will offer cigar enthusiasts even more options to enjoy in the rich flavors and expert craftsmanship that Black Starline Cigars is known for. The new Vitola for the Lalabella line will feature a large ring gauge, providing a longer and more leisurely smoking experience. The size variation will allow smokers to savor the complex flavors of the Lalabella blend, which is known for its bold and spicy profile with hints of earthiness and sweetness. Mm. For the Dark War Witch, Black Starline Cigars introduce a shorter, more compact Vitola. The size is perfect for those looking for a quick smoke without compromising on flavor. The Dark War Witch blend is characterized by its rich, full-bodied taste and notes of dark chocolate, espresso, and leather, making it a favorite among aficionados.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Interesting.
German court rules non-Cuban companies prohibited from using Habano and Cubano due to potential consumer confusion.
Yeah.
You can't use the words.
Can't use the words that the Germans are getting all confused.
Yeah. They don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on.
We don't know.
We don't know the size of the type of the cigar when they call it the Cubano and Habano.
We cannot tell where it comes from.
We cannot tell where it comes from. The fatherland. Okay, Mike, you got a shop of the week? Brittany had a shop of the week.
Did she?
Yep.
She did. Who did she use?
I thought you listened to the show.
I did. I can't remember.
Smoke on the water.
Smoke on the water. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Are there any cigar shops in Esteli? I mean,
there are.
Did you go to one?
No, no.
So at that restaurant you were at, apparently you can smoke there.
Yeah.
That's
wow. Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of cigars down there, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
What's really kind of crazy though is, you know, the poverty, the line from, you know, being in
poverty.
And being, you know, someone that's, I guess, relatively affluent.
Right.
Or, I mean, you can just,
because that was nice looking the photo. Yeah. I mean, so, it looked,
yeah.
Other than the behind the bar, it looked like all empty bottles.
But no, they were all Florida Cano.
Yeah, a lot of Florida Cano.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they make that there too.
So, you Delicious. Know, so like what happens is you're one of two tables that are there.
Oh.
So when you're there.
One of two?
Yeah, normally your server is all about like, hey, like this is
right,
it.
Right, this is it. It's where I'm making my money.
Fucking, I got to deliver, right? And we had one server that was great, and then we had one server that just didn't give a fuck.
Oh.
They were on break.
Same restaurant?
Yep. Yep.
So like, these two different nights, like one night had great service, yeah. Another night, and the guy was like, he's like, fingers in your food.
He's like, like fuck.
He comes out licking your steak. Like,
oh, yeah, my God.
Fucking guys. Okay. Like, all right. Thanks so much, dude. You know.
Did you have steak both nights?
No, I had a hamburger.
Yeah,
hamburger. Did you not listen to the show?
I had a hamburger one night, and I had...
I lived it.
I think I had steak the other
Still
night.
Still didn't listen to
it. Churrasco.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, my dad always said, you're not poor if you don't know it. If you've always grown up with a dirt floor, that's all you know, so you don't know you're
poor.
Yeah,
it's like sitting first class.
Right, yeah, if you never sit in first class, you know how big it is.
It doesn't nice suck it until you sit first class.
Right, until you put up there one time, you're like, son of a bitch. How do I get the ice cream cart to come by?
Right? I haven't seen an ice cream cart.
Oh. Well, you have an 18-hour flight. They bring out food a lot.
Do they?
Business class, sometimes every little
keep
Sunday.
Them,
little
keep
Sunday
them busy.
Cart. Yeah, would you like a chocolate Sunday?
Fuck yeah,
I would. Oh, you bet I would. I got 18 more hours on this damn
bulking
plane.
Season, baby. Let's right. go.
So, shop of the week. I didn't know if you wanted to pick one in SLE you went to.
No, no. Let's go Brass Pipe.
Oh, Brass Pipe.
Uh-huh.
In Fort Pierce, Florida. Oh, I got it.
Yes.
Brass Pipe in Fort Pierce, Florida, where Mark Palmer, my cousin, works.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more.
Listener of the week?
Mark?
I have a listener of the week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a listener of the week.
Save yours for next week,
Save
obviously.
For next week, because this man is very upset. He's never been mentioned. Listener of the week.
Okay, then let's go.
I'm a little confused on one of two people. Because
oh,
been
my God.
One.
You just had it in your head.
You just said
no, I know. But then I'm thinking, well, wait, maybe the other guy said it. So
say both of them.
John Richards and John McTavish. I know it's a John, so I don't know which one it was. I don't remember.
John Richards never been a listener of the week?
Nope.
No way.
Yeah, that's what he said. Or, really? John,
or maybe John McTavish.
Or maybe John McTavish said. So you're both listener of the week. Congratulations. They
Congratulations,
share listener
fellas.
Of the week.
To the Johns.
To the Johns.
They're both good Johns.
They're both good Johns. Yeah. Yes. Yes. John McTavish is a guest this week on the Palmer Show Plus One.
Oh, really?
Talking about changing careers and midlife changing careers.
Interesting.
He is currently without a job.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I forgot to always
he's just riding the government funds is what he's doing.
Well, they have a lot of government funds there.
Do they?
I saw a video last night that groceries are very expensive.
I'm sure.
Like a 12-pack of soda was like $17.
12-pack of soda here is like $10.
That's $7 more.
$10 still expensive. We cut that back because no, you're not getting that shit.
Yeah, well, we
maybe that's why Canadians are so fit. I've never really seen a fat Canadian, have you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eating a lot of moose.
Yeah, so it does work. Overtaxing.
Like, right. If you get sick, you just go to the doctor.
I don't think it works that way.
It does.
It's not that efficient.
Socialized
medicine?
Socialized medicine.
I don't think it works that way.
I'm sure it does. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, go wait in line. It's like going to the VA.
Yeah. Just go right in.
Just go right in. Man, no, you got to make an appointment.
They take good care of you.
Well, I don't know about the good part.
All right.
You got anything else?
No, that's it.
How about you over there, Phil? You got anything?
No.
I look forward to the Patreon. I just smoked with the Mirapfel. Those just came in. Those are fantastic.
Sure they are. I don't know how to respond. I have not had one.
Bronzeback just came in.
I have had two of those.
The website's finally up and running after the nightmare of a week that we've had with the server being down.
It was only like 2 weeks.
It was almost 2 weeks.
That's terrible.
Yeah. We're still ironing out some kinks, but at least we're operational.
Oh, really?
Super stressful. No, there's nothing wrong with the website, but the emails haven't been sorted out yet.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Was that because of the move, too?
Yeah.
Oof.
Brutal. Brutal right. stuff.
You don't realize how much of that is connected to different things. Or, like, we couldn't get the pin to change passwords on certain websites. Couldn't get the pin to log in to charge somebody on the wholesale stuff. I mean, it was just so much.
I couldn't access my emails, and I went to a support group, support chat or whatever.
Right.
And I said, hey, I can't access my emails. And they're like, okay, we're going to send you a verification code via email. And I wrote back, are you not paying attention?
I can't get into my email.
And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no problem. Zoom, fast forward me to feedback, will you?
Obviously, there's going to be a problem here with the help portion of this help center.
Yeah, no shit.
He didn't go, do you have one maybe with someone else? Do you have an AOL that we could get access to? Maybe we could send it there?
Ear.
Right.
No, that's it.
All right, it's been episode 331 of Cigar Hustler Podcast. Mikey's back.
Yeah, Mikey's back, and I'm pissed off at Mickey Pegg for not answering his goddamn phone.
Release his phone number.
Two for one, All Saints cigars.
Buy,
on the cigar
buy two, get one free upstairs
buy
right
two,
now.
Get one free.
Yeah, ends today.
Until if you buy two boxes, you get his phone number.
Yeah, there you
sure,
go.
Sure, right. It doesn't matter. He doesn't answer.
Yeah.
What do we care?
He's on a sabbatical.
785-222.
He's crying right now.
Oh, Lord.
I think he's crying. He's trying to figure out who's going to sell the cigars for
him. Huge.
All right, we got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Huge.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stefankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.